That was a good one. I like that. Were we the Saints marching in when we came in?
Yeah.
I like that better than the fighters, don't you? Yeah, we're going to change you from a fighter to a saint, Millie. Is that okay?
Saint Millie.
Saint Millie.
We won't even make you dance
for it. What? Oh, yeah. And Andrea's giving you the privilege. You don't have to be dead first.
My children informed me of that.
Well, now we have it time for our speakers. And we've got some really, really special speakers tonight. I'm very honored to have them speaking for our Monday night class. And the first person I'd like to introduce is our Rita, our beautiful, tall Rita, with that beautiful red hair. Where is she? There she is, in that gorgeous orange dress. Besides that, she is so smart. Do you know she can read your eyes and tell you what's wrong with you? She's an iridologist. She actually can tell. And I remember years and years ago at an angel touch, which we'll be having coming up in July, she told me about some things that she saw that actually happened to me. So when I started feeling some of these things, I remember looking at what she'd drawn from the eyes, and I was able to catch some of it and nip it in the bud. So I'm very grateful to her for that. And she's also a nutritionist, and I love people that are nutritionists. I think it's better to heal that way than with pills. And she's aligned herself with one of our other Monday night people, and they actually only met when Alicia came out here. And Alicia is a child hypnotherapist. She helps a lot of children with pain and problems. So they're aligning themselves together. So if you need that kind of help, I can't think of a better team. We'd like to welcome our Rita.
Well, good evening, everybody. We're here to celebrate Monday night class, and before I get to the class part, I'd like to celebrate Millie. Millie, I want to thank you for all the beautiful teachings that you've given us over the years. I was in your class about 10 years ago, and coming back into this class on Monday night, I'm still learning, I'm still growing spiritually. And you teach me new things all the time, so I want to thank you so much for that. And I'd like to honor my class. I came in about April, and all these beautiful, wonderful people have been cheerleaders and have created love and friendship. And it's a wonderful family to be a part of. So I hope that you all, at some point in time, get to partake in that, because it's quite an experience of a growing spiritual family. Nothing like it. It's a second family. I'd like to share with you tonight some of the things that I've learned in class. One of them that stands out in particular for me is one of Millie's teachings, and one of those was about answered prayer. And I thought about that, and I thought that was pretty profound, answered prayer. Answered prayer is what we're learning as we're in class. We're talking to the spirit world. And the spirit world is talking back to us. And we're asking for their help, and they're asking for our help. So I thought that was a pretty neat exchange of answered prayer. It shows me that God has that continual love ongoing, and all we have to do is partake in that. So that was pretty exciting to see and to keep working with. So in class, we're all working and cheering each other on and seeing what we can get and filling our week full of opportunities to talk with the angels and ask them to help, ask for healing, ask for prayers for other people, long distance healing. It's just continuous. It's amazing. It's an amazing network. I always used to think that healing was the most amazing, most powerful gift that you could have. And I'm going to speak about myself personally for a little bit here. Even though I have my mediumship papers and I'm medium, it wasn't really my calling. It wasn't something I was really, really, I want to get up there and do that. I was really loving healing. I just loved the opportunity to be able to back there in the school and just love somebody before they even got to know me. I got a chance to love them. But in this class, something new from this answer prayer came through, and I thought, I need to realign and look at this a little bit more about about mediumship, or about talking to the angels. That's just as healing as sitting on that stool, because it's making us actually get active in our thoughts and words and deeds, and communicating to each other the love feelings that are coming from ourselves and also from spirit. So I think that is just significant. And like I said, each class, each year, there's something new and new that you can learn and continue to grow spiritually. The other fun things I just wanted to share with some of my class members, and I don't know if they have any special memories, but some of the special memories for me that were really uplifting, like, and I hope you don't mind if I use some of your names, but one instance was one of our classes, Don, we were in a circle, and Don said to me, I wonder why I see Rita pregnant. And he had no idea that just that day my daughter had taken a pregnancy test and we thought that she was pregnant. And we hadn't even gotten the doctor's conclusion yet on that. So it's showing us how spirit works and how spirit comes through just to kind of let you know that they're always there. So that was kind of fun. You get all kinds of little hits like that all the time. We also have a little love story here. Jim and Shelley had met in class, and that was really fun to see their love open up and grow. We don't know where it's going to go, but it's fun to partake in. And it's also to see different people growing in class and sharing their growth and their continuance of God's love. So it's kind of endless, and I feel like Millie has kind of helped set this for us, that we have this opportunity for this continual involvement of love. And it's everlasting, and now I'm for sure guaranteed know that life and love is everlasting. So I'm not going to go on and talk about a bunch of things. I know some of my other classmates want to get up here and share some of their thoughts and their ideas. And I just want to say to you all, just enjoy and partake in our evening, and enjoy maybe getting an opportunity to come into the class sometime next year, maybe in October, and you'll have a grand day. God bless all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you very much. All righty. Our next speaker is Jim. He was one of the lovebirds that we were just telling you about. and the pretty girl, blonde hair with the short hair, we'll point him right out with the turquoise on. That's the other lovebird. And they just can't keep their hands off each other in our class, but it brings us great joy. Jim works with alcohol and drug substance abusers and helps them. And one of the things that he also believes in is the AIDS vaccine. He is going to ride on his bike 500 miles from Fairbanks to Alaska. Right? Anchorage. That's Alaska, isn't it? Well, anyway, it's a long way. That's all I know. And if you're interested in supporting him, in the back, he's got a whole little story about what it's about. And if you'd like to make a donation, or if you'd like to take a paper, if you can't make a donation, maybe you can help him. He's trying to raise $3,400 before July 15th, and he's going to be very sore when he gets back. I'm certain of that, right? Maybe not. Maybe not. Well, you said it in here. Maybe not. Jim.